This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. James came to the office with a large lymph node on his neck. Katie came in with nasal congestion that had lasted more than a week. Raul came in with 2 weeks of bad lower back pain. What James and Katie and Raul all had in common was a desire for me to do something to help them get better. Katie and Raul wanted CAT scans, and James wanted some blood work. In all three cases, a careful medical history and some knowledge of medical research led me to conclude that time would be the very best intervention. It is easy and appealing for doctors to always do something, order a test, write a prescription for a drug, schedule an x-ray, and more often than not, this is exactly what people want. Hey doc, don't just stand there, do something. After all, it's why a patient takes a half a day off from work, pays a babysitter to stay extra time, and pays $8 to park two city blocks away from the doctor's office, just so the doctor can do something. Well, studies suggest that 85% of people's symptoms will resolve completely, most within 2 weeks. Sometimes it doesn't really matter if we know the precise diagnosis of a symptom, the type of bug that's causing James's enlarged lymph nodes, the virus causing Katie's sinus infection, or the specific nerve damage that's causing Raul's back pain. What is important is that doctors recognize when diarrhea, sinus pain, back pain is not routine, but can be something serious, what we call a red flag symptom. Those can signal something more serious, like cancer, a systematic infection, or bone involvement. Under the right situations, waiting a few days can help protect people by avoiding dangerous tests and the slippery slope where one test doesn't give you a complete answer, so additional tests are needed. For any one of these conditions, a careful medical history is worth its weight in gold, followed by regular follow-up checks that can be done either on the phone or during a short follow-up visit. During these follow-up visits, if the symptoms do not improve, or if they worsen, or if they change so that they are more clearly defined and worrisome, then next steps can be arranged so the person isn't abandoned or lost. For many common conditions, the best treatment is the test of time, but punctual follow-up is absolutely essential to assure that the condition hasn't worsened. As counterintuitive as it may seem, an old medical saying reminds us that sometimes it's best to go slow. Don't just do something, stand there. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.